globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So here's the Project Veritas report on intimidation tactics used by Muslims in Michigan to help Democrats, but they happen to be Muslims, get into office.
I hope with all the shit going on with the old Muslim council, whatever, here, that there wasn't hanky-panky in that election.
Absolutely was.
The absentee ballots are being filled out in people's dining rooms by the candidates.
These guys go door to door and they take people's ballots. They pull them and they give them their ballots over.
Bangladeshi did it. Started doing it. Oh yeah, they started before the Yemeni.
They go around the neighborhood with the AB applications, and they have people sign the application. Then they put candidates to drop them all off at City Hall. Then they know when they go out, they go back to the person's house and say, "You either sign the envelope, give me the ballot." They're harvesters, and they did.
Project Veritas journalists have been on the ground in the city of Hamtramck, Wayne County, Michigan. Hamtramck is Michigan's most densely populated city. It's also the only Muslim-majority city in America, and the first city in America to have an all-Muslim city council and a Muslim mayor.
That would be crazy, though, if like all this bullshit happened and they cheated.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna happen. They probably didn't cheat enough to change the election, but they could have, and there's no way to tell.
You need these people's votes, right? So who's gonna, you know, say brown-skinned people are, you know, doing election fraud?
Our investigation started in 2023 when the pride flag was first banned from being displayed on public property.
The flag issue was a war. Now it's a battle. There's a bigger war.
Yeah.
Okay, there are a lot of things going on here.
We feel betrayed by the Muslim community.
Yeah.
Because of how much sort of we take.
You think they're cheating? Like my friend of mine said that, like, the
elections.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But what we found were shocking allegations of voter fraud, including intimidation, coercion, bribery, ballot harvesting, and even midnight meetings where the ballots are auctioned off to the highest bidder.
They hire black people to go to black houses. They hire Bangladeshi people to go to Bangladeshi houses. The black people, they pay them for their ballots.
Voter fraud happens in small ethnic communities where someone is more assimilated, they can run the show. They can intimidate.
And so you think that's what happened here?
Oh, it is what happened here. It's definitely Bengali and Yemeni.
So then they get together late at night. They joke and they call it like the midnight meetings. And then they auction them. They bid for them.
They auction for ballots.
Yeah.
Then they auction them. Did you hear that?
Did you ever feel like you were ballot harvested out of office?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm absolutely positive that that happened.
We know who's doing it, and there's an attorney general's office on it. I got three people busted back in 2013.
I know that there's an investigation going on. Vessel's been involved, and I think the feds are involved.
You say the authorities, either the feds or whoever, are investigating the city council. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Investigating voter fraud.
See the scenes from little Bangladesh, little Yemen, and these are areas in Michigan that are just now totally Muslim.
This has always been, you know, a strongly progressive city.
How'd that work for you?
You know, it's like we've welcomed everyone here. Even those who, you know, would not have welcomed us necessarily.
Right, right. I mean, if the roles were reversed,
yeah,
the council.
Yeah, and the, you know, roles have been reversed.
Meet Karen Majewski, who served as Hamtramck's first woman mayor from 2005 to 2021, the year she was defeated by her Yemeni challenger, Amir Ghalib, who himself was historically swept into office as Hamtramck's first Muslim mayor, along with America's first all-Muslim city council. As the consequences of those elections continue to be felt, locals now fear their once welcoming LGBTQ sanctuary may be lost forever due to the policies of their newly emboldened all-Muslim leadership.
Is the council so far remaining moderate? Because like the Bengali...
No, they are not moderate. The newest thing is on Tuesday...
All right, now this will bring us into the issue that's going on in Europe as well, and I'll tie it all together, but, you know, this is the Trojan horse of American politics. This is the wolf dressed in grandmother's clothing in Little Red Riding Hood. That's what this is. And so you've been tricked by the ideas of progressivism, liberalism. You've been tricked, you've been deceived to let your guard down. Put away your survival instincts. Just hop right in to the wolf's mouth. Bring in that Trojan horse. And now they're like, well, gee, we've been conquered, and so we don't know what to do.
The New World Order is going to take everything you got. They're going to take your children's soul. Are you going to keep bowing down to these people? You going to let this scum rule over you? It's time to break their will. It's time to say, I don't care what the hell you do to me. And I don't know how this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So this issue is very complex, but very simple at the same time. And it's the issue of mass migration. It's the issue of cultural clashing, and it's happening in the Western world, specifically the United States of America, or now more obviously in Europe and the UK. Now, this is all done by design. You collapse nation states, and then you bring in the one world government. Now, unfortunately, it's the Western world with weak leadership that has allowed this to happen. It's not happening in the Eastern world. It's not happening in the Middle Eastern world because their leaders aren't weak. But most of this culture clash is coming from the Middle Eastern world, like what we're seeing in Europe specifically today. Or that story that we just covered in Michigan. So you have mass migration. These are well-organized movements, well-organized exodus, well-funded. They create voter blocks. And then they aggressively seize power politically. And so I've been watching what's been happening in Europe and the UK, not just in the last 72 hours, but before that. And on a lesser scale, we've been watching what's happened in the United States of America. And this is not a two-sided issue. This is, like I said, it's a complex but also simple issue. And the truth is, there's only one decision that needs to be made by Western leaders. Now, the UK, the British people, they're going to have to deal with this. And that's their thing. But when you have virtually all of the local governments in the UK coming out and saying, we stand with our Muslims and we're against the white thugs, you've been conquered. You've been conquered. Those are no longer your streets. Everything your ancestors built, everything your ancestors accomplished, everything that was supposed to be left for your lineage is now gone. It's been claimed by radical Islam, and your leadership is too cowardly to do anything about it. And now that's what you're seeing in the streets. So what do you expect? What do you expect from cultural Europeans? What do you expect from ancestral Europeans who have been there for generations, who have had family members fight and die, who have built that country, built that civilization? What do you expect when their women and their children are being raped and murdered at an excessively high rate by the migrants that are coming in? And then the leadership stands up and says, too bad. If you don't like that, you're a racist. We're here to stand with our Muslims, not you. What do you expect to happen? Well, they have two options at that point, don't they? Either lay down and be conquered or stand up in the streets. Now, to be clear, I'm not endorsing, I'm not picking a side, I'm telling you what's going on and how we got here. The liberal leadership in the UK let in the mass migration, opened their doors, and like a Trojan horse politically, now they're seeing the results. So who's good? Who's bad? It doesn't matter. This was a clash of civilizations that was inevitable as soon as the mass exodus came into play. And it's unfortunate that the liberal leadership in the West is either too stupid or part of the plan to collapse Western nations that they allowed this to happen. I have nothing against Muslims. But what did you expect when they came into Western culture and did not adapt the ideas, the values, the practices of Christian European civilization? What did you expect? Muslim extremists are not interested in your civilization. They're not interested in your culture. And now you're seeing the results. Now, on a lesser scale and a different scale, I'm not comparing the two. You have the United States of America, which has basically been politically conquered by Israel. So, yeah, you're not going to see Jewish people out in the streets destroying our buildings unless they're, you know, pretending to be a pro-Palestinian protester burning an American flag or something. But you're not going to see groups of Jewish people in America raising swords. You're not going to see groups of American Jews raping the women of this country in mass like is going on in Europe. It's a political conquering. Which, of course, the Arab world, the Muslim world, recognizes that. And so then we get thrown into this battle. We get thrown into this centuries-old, millennia-old clash of civilizations of Arabs and Jews. So whether it's the United States of America or whether it's Europe, there's really only one move that needs to be made here, or things are going to get bad fast for the Western Christian civilizational world. They're going to get bad fast. It's not just going to be what you're seeing in the UK today. It's going to be worse. It'll be in America tomorrow. It already is in many ways. Western leadership needs to come out and say, we are decoupling from this ancient tribal war. We are decoupling from Islam, and we are decoupling from Jews. Doesn't mean we can't coexist. Doesn't mean we can't have partnerships. Doesn't mean we can't have trade deals. But we as a culture, we as a civilization, cannot be dragged down by your centuries-old holy wars anymore. You're destroying our people. The Western Christian world became the dominant civilization in modern history. The Western Christian world became the envy of the entire planet. They wanted what we had. They tried to mimic what we had. That's what the Christian Western culture did for the world. And it resulted in innovation. And it resulted in peace. And it resulted in the best civilizations that the world has ever seen in known human history. And now, the tribal warfare of Jews and Arabs is conquering the Western Christian world, tearing the Western Christian world apart, and destroying our future. That's what needs to be recognized here. The only way forward is to decouple entirely and say, look, you guys can't figure your stuff out. We're not involved. And if you want to come to our country, if you want to come to the West, if you want to come to the Christian civilization, then you are going to adapt to our culture. And you are going to accept that the reason why you're coming to our countries is because ours are superior. Now, you can debate on whose cultures, whose countries are superior or not. I'm just saying, if you're leaving your country, if you're leaving your Jewish country or you're leaving your Muslim country and you're coming to a Christian country, then aren't you admitting that our way of life is better, that our civilization is better, that our culture is better? That's the only way forward here, or the United States is going to be thrown into World War III because of Israel, and the UK is going to have civil war on the streets because of Islam. Now, it might be too late, unfortunately. It really might be too late at this point. But how unfortunate would that be? How unfortunate would that be that Western Christian values and Western Christian civilization and Western Christian culture that became the jewel of the world, where everyone wanted to be, the most peaceful, prosperous communities, are going to be outlived and conquered by the same tribal wars that existed before it became the jewel in the crown? Wouldn't that be a damn shame? So Western leadership has a choice. And I'd like to think that there's still time to stop this from happening, but it could be too late. If Western leadership does not get serious about this, then there's going to be serious problems. The situation is only going to get worse in the UK, and the situation is only going to get worse in the US. And it's time for us to stand up and say, hold on a second. Hold on a second. If you want to be a part of our traditions and our cultures and our countries, then you're going to adapt, you're going to respect, and you're going to appreciate. At no point in the process has that happened. And that's why we're where we're at today. Things are not going to calm down in the UK. They're only going to get worse. Things are not going to calm down with the US involvement in the Middle East. They're only going to get worse. So now the U.S. is sending warships and troops into the Middle East. What's going to happen when U.S. men and women die because we were forced into this war because of our so-called greatest ally in Israel? What's going to happen then? Maybe it's 100 men and women. Maybe it's 1,000. Maybe it's 4,000. Then what? 10,000? 100,000? A million? 10 million? Is it the Western Christian world that has to sacrifice, its own blood, has to sacrifice its own lineage because of a tribal war between Jews and Arabs that's been raging for centuries before the Western Christian world became the dominant civilization? So it's really sad, but that's where we're at today. And I'm not sure there's a single Western leader on the planet that has the gumption and the courage to call it as it is. And we've already seen in the UK, all the leadership is saying, oh, the poor Muslims. Well, what do you expect the white people in England to do? So yeah, three English daughters get stabbed to death by a migrant, and it really pushed the situation over the top, didn't it? Their lives don't matter. The mosque where the migrants worshipped is more important. The white girls that died, that's the price to pay. That's the price to pay for the centuries-old tribal holy war. We don't care about you. Now, anybody that listens to this show knows that I don't really get involved too much. I don't really lean into the religious issues. But it's so obvious what's going on now, and it's so obvious where it goes, that if these conversations are not had, then we're going to blindly walk into this and nobody's going to understand what happened. When American men and women die because we have to support our greatest ally in Israel that owns our Congress, or British women and daughters are raped and killed because the Muslim population is more important than the white population in Europe, and then that just leads to total chaos and collapse. If we don't at least discuss these things, then people are going to have no idea what happened. But that's where it's at, ladies and gentlemen. And now you have Biden sending F-16s to Ukraine, which he declared is World War III. You have the U.S. military sending reinforcement to the Middle East. There's going to be multiple cruise carrier ships there, multiple fighter jets there, thousands of U.S. soldiers there now as well. This whole thing is ripe for a setup. And these two groups of people hate each other so much. These two groups of people have been warring for thousands of years. For thousands of years, they've been killing each other. They will not bat an eye. They will not make a second thought to bring U.S. blood into this, to bring U.K. blood into this, so that they can continue their war. And this is breaking right now. Rockets fired at Iraq's Ain al-Assad air base housing U.S. forces, security say. Iraq air base housing U.S. troops attacked with rockets amid escalating tensions in the Middle East. So yeah, it's unlikely, but there's only one solution right now for the Western world. And that's to completely decouple from Israel and completely decouple from Islam. Otherwise, we will be in the heart of their war. We will be paying the price in blood in their war. This is inevitable. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart, A, that these two groups can't seem to find peace ever. And it breaks my heart, B, that Western leadership is going to sacrifice its own people to this war. And perhaps the worst of it is, the worst of it is that the average person that lives in the West doesn't want anything to do with any of this, and yet will be forced into it. And so this seems to be escalating quickly. My guess is the whole world realizes that the leadership in the United States of America is non-existent, meaning Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is, and Kamala Harris is a complete fool. So they're making their moves, and there is no strategy here. There is no strategy, there is no plan, and there isn't even a thought. There isn't even an afterthought on what can be done to protect the American people. Could not care less. So as all of this goes on, you have a wide open southern border. Millions of people pouring in. When will the survival instinct kick in? But see, that's why it's the Trojan horse. That's why it's Little Red Riding Hood. You've been deceived to let your guard down. Oh, it's just a statue that they're bringing in honor of us. Look at this beautiful statue that they have here. They must love us so much. And then what happens? What does the Trojan horse bring in? War, death, destruction. Oh, that's just grandma in the bed. Look, she's wearing grandma's glasses. She's wearing grandma's nightgown. She's calling me sweetie and lovey. That's just grandma in bed. I'm going to go climb into bed with grandma. And then the next thing you know, your head's in grandma's mouth with some fangs digging into your skull. And now you've been taught as an American, you've been taught as a European, you don't matter. You can't stand up for your culture or you're racist. The Jew gets to have his say. The Muslim gets to have his say. But the Christian, you have to shut up. So that's where we're at, folks. I'd love to live in a world where we all get along. I'd love to live in a world where we can have peace. I'd love to live in a world where we can stop these unnecessary wars. But we don't live in that world, unfortunately. Now, I do believe, and nothing is a perfect serum here, but I do believe if we have Donald Trump as our president, it will at least de-escalate for one reason or another. Maybe it moves closer towards peace. We were already there with Trump in office. But I think it's just more of a political, diplomatic situation that de-escalates things. It's kind of like if you leave the kids at home with the neighbors and, you know, maybe dad steps out to go to the grocery store for 30 minutes and then what happens? Total chaos ensues. The kids rip apart the refrigerator, rip apart the pantry, start having food fights, break a window, shatter a vase. That's basically where we're at right now. And then they're going to run ads. Isn't it funny? The people that told you electing Donald Trump would result in World War III and a stock market collapse have caused World War III and a stock market collapse? Isn't that funny? And so maybe that's the most frustrating of it all, is that that's just right in front of your face. You know, that's not some deep political sabotage. That's not some deep cultural saboteurs. That is right in front of your face. That is right in front of the American people's face. And see, this is the exact reason why InfoWars exists. This is the exact reason why I left the sports media and got into politics, because I realized when a people are deceived, when a people are disinformed and misinformed, this is the results. Wars, collapse, destruction, and eventually the end of our way of life. And you know what? I don't want to see that. But look at what's going on in Europe, folks. And look at the signs all around you in the U.S. as well. And I'm not a doomer. I'm not a doomer pill here. I'm just a realist. And I think we have a very small window of time to stop this collapse of the Western world into the corporate world government, done by design.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver, when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce, right? So this is why
they've
central
got so
banks
many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not if they there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh. So silver, historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all-time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Hey, you know, while all this is going on, Neuralink has implanted a second human being with a brain chip. It's fun, isn't it? Got humans with brain chips, and apparently the human is in the beginning phases of being able to control a computer with said brain chip. Neuralink implanted second trial patient with brain chip. Its device designed to give paralyzed patients the ability to use digital devices by thinking alone. Neuralink is in the process of testing its device, which is intended to help people with spinal cord injuries. The device has allowed the first patient to play video games, browse the internet, and post on social media, and move a cursor on a computer. So, obviously, anybody can see where this goes, and I don't think any technology, well, I don't know, you could have a debate about, let's say most technology is not inherently evil, okay? I can go home and I can use a hammer to hang something or build something, or I could go out and use a hammer to bash somebody's head in. So does that mean the hammer is inherently evil? No, it's just a tool. Of course, that's a mundane example here. But Yeah, okay, so we've got somebody that's paralyzed, or you've got somebody with some other injury or ailment, and now you're giving them some abilities. Maybe a blind man can see. Maybe a paralyzed man can walk. I mean, this is what we're striving for with this type of technology, but it's not going to stop there. I would suspect within 10 years that you'll see the technology, maybe even before then, at the rate this stuff moves, you'll see the technology of maybe making a blind man see again. And it won't be like you can get a colloquial implant. I think I'm pronouncing that right, guys. Plug it into the search engine. I just want to make sure. I believe it's called a colloquial implant. And if you're deaf, you can hear again. But it's not like actually hearing, like an ear hears. It kind of sounds like a computer transmission. And funny enough, I actually believe it was Rush Limbaugh that might have received one of the first colloquial implants ever. Just a funny side note to that. So now these are very common, and people get the colloquial implants all the time, and for them it makes a deaf person hear. So is that inherently evil? No, of course not. Cochlear implants. Now, do you hear like a human ear hears? No, it sounds more kind of like a computer broadcast that you're hearing. So it sounds like a machine takes the audio and then feeds it into your inner ear. So it doesn't sound like natural sound, but yet you can talk and you can hear again. And to people that lost their hearing and get it back, obviously that's a blessing that probably can't even be described. So we'll probably be able to make blind people see again, and it won't be like your natural eyes seeing, but it'll be like a computer projection of what you're seeing. So you'll have a computer eye that is like a video camera that then feeds that into your mind somehow. You're probably 10 years or so away from that. And given the success Neuralink has had with this brain implant, you're probably not far off from a human mind being able to, at least in a basic way, control a computer. But given how fast technology advances, take a look at, that's some of the most heartwarming stuff you're ever going to see is when kids get the cochlear implant and can hear for the first time. That's, how can you be against that? You can't, obviously. I mean, it's just, that's amazing. So if you just look at a smartphone, guys, the first iPhone came out in like what? Like 2000 and was it 8? 2004, 2008? I think maybe 2008. Guys, look up when the first iPhone came out. So the first iPhone, 2007. Thank you. First iPhone comes out 2007. Now look at where phone technology is today. That's pretty much it. It's all smartphones. And now you got all kinds of different kinds of smartphones. You got screens that can bend. You got screens that can have two screens up at once. You got the cameras on these things are about as good as a professional camera. You can basically film and edit a movie on a smartphone. Total internet access. Run 10,000 apps at once. That's in a, say, 20-year period. So that's how fast this stuff develops and becomes common. So if you're having successful tests of a brain implant where a paralyzed individual can manipulate a computer, even at a basic level, within 10 years, it'll be commonplace for this to happen. Within 20 years, this technology will be for commercial use, and people will probably just get an implant. It's not even about whether you have a spinal cord injury or anything like that. You'll just get an implant and you'll just be able to control whatever you want, whether it's a phone or a computer. You'll probably be able to just connect to whatever you want or all these things. Or you'll just have like eyeglasses that are a screen that you can just control with your mind. And if you want to have the internet up in front of you or a movie up in front of you on your glasses, or if you want to just turn them back into clear so you can see, that's where you'll be in 20 years. That's where you'll be in 20 years. So then the question becomes, well,
how does civilization change in response to this? We've already seen so many things change just with the smartphone now. And people, the smartphone making us dumb. There's so many different examples of this where we don't even enjoy the real world as much. We don't even live in the real world as much. You're buried in your smartphone now. Well, what happens now when you're just permanently connected as a biological human to the internet? Well, then what does that do to civilization? What does that do to the real world? So it's like you got all this stuff going on, and then kind of lurking in the background and lurking in the aftermath is a complete rewrite of human civilization as we know it with this technology. And it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. Now, how can, let's say, an evil person use this technology against us to bring in the corporate world government? Because we know that that's what we're facing. Well, I guess that's the ultimate issue. And you might not like Elon Musk, but I don't think he's for that. And I think that he knows, and he's spoken out about it, how other AI companies like Google AI want to use it against humanity, and Musk wants to use AI to empower humanity, or all these advancements in technology. I mean, essentially, you know, theoretically, you could have a situation where if you can connect to all of this stuff, well, Futurama and Matt Groening seem to know what's going on, right? With The Simpsons and then Futurama. I mean, you could theoretically be able to hack into anything and manipulate anything if a human with quantum computing and AI could ever get that access. Now, you're probably 20 years away from that, I would say, realistically. But isn't it funny? It just seems like whenever we have all this other crap sorted out with the globalists and the corporate world government and shutting off your energy and making you eat bugs, you know, maybe we win, maybe we lose. This is kind of the arena we're in right now. It's like there's not going to be, I mean, you'd like to think, okay, we're going to win this. We're going to have a golden age of maybe a decade or two of peace and prosperity. And then here comes the AI wars. Here comes the advanced technology wars. Here comes the new biological android, where it's like if you don't decide to connect to this technology, can you even compete in the economy?
Nitric Boost, turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, the Democrats are completely panicked about losing power. And there's a couple of pieces of evidence today that really show what this political party is really all about. These are tyrants. These are authoritarians. They want single-party rule. And they got to get Trump out of the way. Listen to what Jamie Raskin said today. Again, Trump's going to cause World War III and crash the economy. And then Democrats start World War III and crash the economy. Trump did an insurrection. Trump did a coup. And then they do a coup against Joe Biden. So now it's the same thing. Listen to what Jamie Raskin says here in clip two.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
So this is really incredible from Jamie Raskin. And You can't help but ask yourself at the outset here, is this really just raw politics? Is Jamie Raskin really just engaged in raw politics here, or is there something else going on? Is Jamie Raskin blackmailed? What is it that Jamie Raskin is going to the extreme level of basically saying we shouldn't even have elections anymore? Because that's what they're really saying, and that's what the Democrats are also exhibiting. Just look at Kamala Harris. No votes, gets the nomination. So what? I just can't help but wonder. If it is pure politics, then these people are even more deranged than we thought politically. if it's blackmail or something else that's going on, then we got a serious problem that our politicians are blackmailed into basically just saying you don't get to vote anymore and you don't get to choose your president anymore. Because that's what Raskin is saying here. So he's arguing that Trump is disqualified, even though the Supreme Court already ruled that that's not true. But let's, it requires a deeper understanding. Everything they've done has been fraud. Russian collusion, total fraud. Two fraud impeachments. Lies about January 6th. Lies about disqualification. Lies about all the bullcrap they've sent through the courts with the rat forest woman and everything else. It's all fraud. So their plan is run all this fraud and get Trump out. Run all this fraud and disqualify Trump. Run all this fraud and get Trump in jail. To the extent of now, less than a month ago, they tried to put a bullet through his head. They tried to literally kill the man. That's what's going on here. So they're not backing down. They're not backing down. They still want Trump dead. There'll probably be another attempt on Trump's life. And who knows what else they'll do in the next 92 days to try to get him off the ballot. So they're not backing down. They cannot let Trump get back into office. Again, is it just pure politics? Or are these people blackmailed and they can't let Trump get into office because they're blackmailers? So Raskin is insinuating that Trump has to be removed from the ballot, even though you voted for him. And that the Supreme Court is somehow intimidated into doing their job. Really, that's funny. Who showed up at Brett Kavanaugh's house to kill him? Oh, yeah, a Democrat. Who showed up during the hearings, the Supreme Court confirmation hearings, to try to shut them down and lied about the activities of the nominees? Oh, that's right, the Democrats. Who were storming the Supreme Court buildings? Bashing the doors in. Oh, that's right. Democrats. That's the one. Who rioted after the Roe versus Wade decision? Roe Wade decision was leaked. Oh, who never found out the leaker was a Democrat. Democrats. And that truly deranged, sick person, Jamie Raskin, sits up there and says, "We don't believe in democracy anymore. Trump must be removed. We say he's illegitimate, therefore he's illegitimate. We run all the fraud against him, therefore he's illegitimate. You, sir, are illegitimate." You know, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating because I sit here and I played the video earlier where it's that black woman screaming at the black man for supporting Trump. And look, I get it. You don't have to like Trump. That's fine. But let's just be realistic about the situation we're in. Trump is clearly the best choice. I mean, you could even argue, RFK Jr. is the best choice, but he doesn't have a chance. So, I mean, Trump is clearly the best choice. And so it's just like, could you imagine? That's what I'm saying. It frustrates me so much. It drives me crazy. Can you imagine if we had rats and liars like Jamie Raskin out of our way? It's so frustrating to me. We could be building. We could have new infrastructure. We could have downtown metropolis areas that are sprawling with prosperity, with innovation, with architecture, with art and design. We could have all of that. We should have all of that. But rats and pieces of filth like Jamie Raskin and the average Democrat, whether they're in office or in the media, these filth bags are standing in our way. And yes, Trump is just the representation of that. That's all it is. Trump is just the representation of that. Trump is just the manifestation of that. That's what we want. We want Golden Towers. We want Mar-a-Lago. We want big, beautiful golf courses. We want the nicest hotels. We want the nicest resorts. We want big, beautiful buildings. We want everything beautiful, big, for the American people. That's what we want. Trump represents that. And they say, nope, you can't have it. You don't get that, America. Oh, you think you get to vote for Trump? You don't even get to vote for Trump. Oh, you voted for Trump? We'll steal your vote. We're the party of democracy, though. So I don't even care. You don't like Trump? Fine. I'm just looking at a future with this Democrat scum-sucking parasite party off of our back. And I'm just looking at a future where we don't get sold out by our politicians. I'm just looking at a future where the trillions of dollars of debt that we're in didn't go to foreign countries. And they say, oh, they want to take us back. They want to take us back. Oh, okay, well, what do you mean by that? You mean we want to go back to a time where there was less violent crime? We want to go back to a time where you could buy a house for less than a year's salary? We want to go back in a time like, I don't know, 1908 World's Fair with incredible innovation and architecture and design and a way of life and a standard of living and a pro-family culture and unit? What do you mean? Oh, and then they just go slavery, and they just cling on to this. So that's my frustration. This isn't even necessarily an endorsement of Donald Trump. It's just the fact. It's like, hey, you know, we could have nice things again. Wow, we could have nice, big, sprawling metropolises, and we could have new architecture, and we could have innovation, and we could have prosperity, and we could have affordable homes. And we could have nice schools, and we could have peaceful streets. Hey, I kind of want that. And we're reaching for that. And then here comes the Democrat, and then chops your hand off. Whoa, what the hell? Say, you can't have that. That's not for you. It's like, I just want, what do you mean? I just want peace and prosperity. I just want America. I just want common sense. And then here comes that scum-sucking politician. Here comes that scum-sucking member of the media. Here comes that scum-sucking model of the World Economic Forum. And we just can't have it. We're just not allowed to have the golden towers. We're just not allowed to have the sprawling metropolis. We're just not allowed to have the big, beautiful, peaceful prosperity. We just don't get that. And they say, Trump isn't allowed to run. Trump is the bad guy. Can you imagine these people out of our way? Oh, my gosh.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.